Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 25th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. Good morning, sir. Good
morning.
Life looks like it's treating you okay.
Life is good.
All right. Well, just checking in.
I love Humboldt County. A lot of people go to work every day. I get to go to work every day.
Yeah,
so it's a big difference, and I like it.
Understand. Okay, we're going to put you to the challenge here. Why do we say it? Why do we call the indication for the and sign an ampersand?
I didn't know we called it that, so I have no idea in the world.
Okay, here we go. The old hornbooks from which children once learned their letters listed the letters of the alphabet and ended their list with the and sign. The children were taught their letters by being made to recite A by itself A, B by itself B, etc. However, they often use the Latin form A per se A, B per se B, and so on. When they came to the sign for and they said and per se and this ultimately became ampersand. The symbol is merely a monogram of the Latin and Italian word for and.
And just so you know, sometimes your quotes and things that you mention, people repeat through the day. Say, do you hear the radio, the quote of the day or anything else? 10-1 says nobody repeats that to anybody. Or the person they're repeating.
Unless they're English,
Or they're repeating it two stays awake for the whole damn explanation.
Well, you know, and if
that was really enlightening.
If that's the case, then we may have a shot at them making it through your show.
That's 20 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah, well, you know, what the heck. We go step at a time.
I've never used calculus since high school either. So.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I haven't used, at least willingly or knowingly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So what's out there on the horizon? Auto Expo is happening. Rodeo Week last week.
Humboldt County Fair is coming. They got some great acts. They're adding one day of racing, and they're going to have a week of non-overlapped racing, which means that they will get a bigger purse from the other racetracks. They've got some great acts coming. I think a Johnny Cash act coming. I think if I remember right, I just saw the poster the other day. They've got a great fair coming. So I know everybody looks, you know, they love Redwood Acres Fair, and they certainly love the Humboldt County Fair. So for some people, it's their staycation, and going to have a huge livestock auction, from what I understand, again. So, I mean, it's going to be happening.
Do you do animals?
At the auction?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually buy quite a few.
Do you auction them? Because I know it's almost a specialty, isn't it?
I don't at the Humboldt County Fair, because what I've become is a lot of people want to support these kids and the 4-H kids, but they can't make it to the fair, so they ask me, hey, will you buy this, will you buy that?
Oh, you're their buying agent.
So what I've turned into is I end up buying anywhere between 6 and 10 animals for the companies that want to support but can't make it there. So I in turn...
So you start auctioning back.
Yeah,
I guess so. You guys kind of go back and forth. Yeah.
But, and a great story is, this is kind of like a plug, but Phil from Laytonville Chevron usually shows up, and he couldn't show up. So he says, buy me a couple of animals. He says, buy three animals, Rex. Donate a couple of them to the rescue mission or something like that, and I'll take one. I'd like one for my freezer. And he says, Humboldt County supports us so much down here in Laytonville, and his, greatest corn dogs and chicken.
Well, sure,
But, I mean, but the thing is, it's a guy that's out of Laytonville, Mendocino County, but Phil spends his money back at supporting the 4-H and FFA kids. So it's great. So
that's, in a quick nutshell, the synopsis of why I'm a regional guy.
2 years ago, they went to $748,000 at the livestock auction. It was a record sale. But that was all people reaching out and
that didn't include any slow horses.
No, it didn't include any small horses. So.
Yeah, that's all part of what makes it happen. Do you go up to the Dunlop County Fair?
No, I don't. We get a lot of guys, they get a lot of great support up there. So.
Yeah, it just... fun stuff.
County fairs is what our small counties are all about.
I read something last week. It was really cool. Someday I want to go to the Oklahoma State Fair and the Iowa State Fair.
I've been to the Oklahoma Fairgrounds.
Have you?
It's absolutely amazing how big that is.
I know. It's got to be an event unto itself that just can't be
rivaled. They have something like 500 food booths.
Well, that's what this thing was. I was chasing some of the stories with the
deep-fried Snickers.
The tornadoes that happened last week in Marshalltown. I've got a buddy who has some stations there and went to the Des Moines Register, saw the ugly pictures and stuff. But there was a little about Iowa State Fair food, and they've got some kind of a recognition, top two or three new food items at the fair. boy, there was a lot of interesting things.
No, and it's...
It just looks like it would be an absolute kick in the pants to go to one of these things and take 2 or 3 days. You know,
gastronomic murder.
And just, experience the whole thing. Because, you know, if it's there, it's also in the home ec area. And they must have the equipment shows. And they've got all these various things. And then the big boys come into town for the music acts. So it really could probably be a whole week.
Well, at
a
like State Reverend Fair. Acres Fair, 9th District Ag. I was on that fair board, I think, 11, 12 years and was president for 8 years. And they actually, I think it was up until the early 60s, you were quote unquote, couldn't have anything at the fairgrounds unless it was ag related, because that's basically, they were ag
fair.
That, you know, that's where the tractors, that's where the, you know, and obviously it evolved. But I mean, that was why they set up these originally. And that's why, you know, we had the county fair, the Humboldt County Fair, which on land donated out in the Ferndale area, you know, and then we've got, you know, the Redwood Acres Fair.
It's just interesting stuff. Quick update, and then we can get into the stuff after the break. The developments around your baseball fields.
Uh-huh.
What is the total build-out on that? What's it going to look like? I know you can kind of start to see signs now.
In all honesty, because they're out there thinning some trees now.
Action's starting to happen a little bit.
Nope, that's all they're doing is thinning trees.
Oh, really? It's just thinning. It's not development yet.
They're just taking some. They're basically doing what Save the Redwoods. They're taking some of the smaller trees out to let the bigger trees grow better, and they're going to come in and clean it all up, and it's just going to provide. I've light. Heard a lot that it's going to be developed, but it's going to provide more light. They're going to work on the trails. But basically, it's just a thinning operation that's taken by the property owner. And there is no, right now, the build-out and plans for development, the infrastructure would cost him too much money, and he doesn't think he's going to build any homes there.
Property Unless, value just being where it is at this it, point.
Right where it's at.
Once we get some magic happening.
Well, with the restrictions of the water, the sewer. And they want him to put another road all the way over to Harris Street, and it's just cost prohibitive right now. So
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears, and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, some of the different challenges that are around here, I suppose, are self-inflicted. I think that would be fair enough
That'd
to
say. That'd be fair to say.
With the travels that you deal with now, going to different areas as part of RCRC and that stuff, different perspective? Are you able to grab ideas and bring things in or do that kind of stuff? Are you seeing some of these areas that we are missing the boat on?
Well, you know, and I think people are always ragging on Humboldt, you know, or Eureka and things like that. And I always tell people, I mean, it runs both ways, but I mean, I love Humboldt County, and there are some of it's not good. I agree.
I don't think it's necessarily.
We have some opioid addiction.
I think it's stagnation as much as anything. You know, you go to other communities, and you see, feel, touch. I mean, there's a bubbling up. Here we don't, haven't for a number of years.
I don't know if you can put your finger exactly on, but last Friday they had the ribbon cutting on a huge brand new Coast Central Credit Union. You know, 5 years ago we had Redwood Capital Bank. I mean, the banks seem to be expanding. Some of the bigger banks have moved out. You know, right. Bank of America has moved out, obviously, and things like that. But the bigger, I mean, Coast Central built a beautiful building downtown. You're seeing a little bit of resurgence downtown.
Granted, but as far as, now with the implosion of the marijuana industry and the timber industry being so curtailed, I'm getting a lot of folks, and I'm sure you are, Where are we in 5 years?
Do you think the timber company's curtailed? I mean, we just had...
From the 90s.
We just had $40 million invested out in Corbell with a brand new sawmill that's taken 200-300 loads of logs a day. All the loggers I know that are still working, you're right, it's not
Bingo.
The 90s.
Still working.
But on scale, we're logging quite a bit.
Granted, but it's not... It won't be what it was.
No, it will never be what it be because we're California.
Yeah. Well, and the pulp mills aren't happening.
No, pulp mills aren't happening, you know.
Some of those larger elements that used to be part of the fabric of the area, combine that with Amazon and Google and kind of the loss of Main Street retail-wise.
Yeah, no.
Things are changing.
No, there's no doubt about it.
So for us to continue and to have some additional private sector employment, where do you see us in 5 or 10 years?
Well,
is there I see us, when you're out of the area and you're seeing some of the things that are going on, are there some
I
of
see
those
us,
we can
I see
bring
us
in?
Using our port eventually. I mean, and we may have to truck out of this port, maybe, because I mean, I don't know if the rail's feasible. I know Warren Buffett is spending more money on railroads than he did anything in the last 10 years because he's bought two, and I mean, he thinks rail's the way to go. We've got electronic locomotives now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff
that
happening
industry
on rail.
Has changed also.
You know, and there's a big push. And I mean, you can call them the train fanatics. You can say as many. I can guarantee you when Sergey and those guys decided to start Google and they named it Google, everybody's going, what are those crazy kids doing? Good idea, you guys. You might want to look at that. But there's a pretty good interest with some big money looking at this East-West rail. And everybody scoffs and says it's going to be $2 billion. I don't know if it can happen. I really don't know if it can happen. But I just heard that I read in the paper last Friday that King Salmon and Fields Landing by 2040 should be underwater. I'm going, okay. So, I mean, that's just speculation. That's not, I'm not denying sea level rise or anything like that, but that's just speculation from somebody that got a very large grant to be speculative.
I saw a story, not to get off the rail, but it was, say, Humboldt County was going to have the largest sea rise on the West Coast. I thought, wait a minute, doesn't the ocean all move as one up and one down?
Well, it's
why would we be?
Because our land is subsiding. All these little earthquakes, the plates move, and we're sinking.
Well, that's not water going up. That's land going down.
So, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, with that being said, I mean, this that is, you know, and it's speculative, but pretty soon it becomes, you know, you say it enough times and it becomes true.
Yeah, that's what Hitler said too.
So, you know, but I mean, with that, I think we have a workforce. We have people that want to work. There are jobs available. There's people looking, you know.
Oh, there's desire.
You have to pass a whiz quiz. I'm sorry, folks. You can't. You
but
can't.
But that's
you
true
know.
Everywhere in this.
That's exactly
so that's
true
not,
everywhere. So.
That's not unique here. We also had, and I don't know if what it means, but with Humboldt State's announcement last week of dropping the football program. Okay, you know, you got the fanatics, and then you got the casuals, and then you got the who cares, you know, on that continuum. But it also resurrected the discussion that Humboldt is having declining enrollment. And it's, from what I've been told, it's the only one in the state system that is experiencing a downturn in enrollment. Maybe it's a, you know, what...
Well,
and they're a big engine in the
Connie,
area.
Connie Stewart from the California Center for Rural Policy, which works out of Humboldt State, but it's has been working, I mean, diligently and has got really close to creating a relationship between College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State to reenact the 4-year nursing program and do it as a partnership. Now,
why is it taking so much effort?
Because it's going to cost money. It's going to cost money, and she's working. She's almost got the funding. Open Door, you know, things like that are stepping up. St. Joseph's Health Centers, they're all stepping up. This is a big deal, and where we get a lot of traveling nurses in, which create rentals and things like that, it'd be nice to have those nurses live here and be here.
Or just have the kids come here for their education.
Well, no, it's all true. And then maybe stay and be entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Maybe even, like, specialize in nursing.
Yeah.
Concept. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It is 8:30. We'll be right back.
we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, and Lolita Cheese. Rex, some of the different challenges that are out there, do we recognize the opportunities that these challenges present?
I think we're getting better at it. We're looking at and you've been harping, hounding, and asking for this on a regular basis, but we're looking at doing an economic development director. Who actually does economic development and gets out there and hits the pavement and talks to people. But the biggest problem is, and like I said, we talked about the nursing program and what the California Center for Rural Policy is doing and Humboldt State and College together. The other thing is we've just been, I don't know what the proper word, certified or blessed with, we are going to qualify to be a residency program up here, both Open Door and St. Joe's. So we're going to get resident doctors up here. Three a year, I think.
UCSF?
We are a qualified area for an intern, for a resident to come do his residency.
Specific to a school.
No, I think it's just, you graduate and you have to go do a residency, you can apply up here. Instead of going to UCSF going to those, right, the big schools, Davis and things like the big hospitals down there, they can come up here and we're going to be providing residency. Well, the problem is if we get three a year and they have to do a two-year residency, if we get half of those like it here, meet a local girl or guy, or meet a partner up here or bring their partner and their partner likes it here and their kids like it here, they'll stay. The biggest thing we're hitting now when we hear is medical care. It's a huge aspect. And back in the early, late 90s, early 2000s, we got what the equity refugees would call people moving from the Bay Area, Sacramento, selling their $500,000 house, moving up here and buying a $200,000 house and having a little more money to retire on and to enjoy their golden years. Well, now that they're getting into their late 70s and, things like that, they're finding they have no medical care and everything they have to do, they're outpatient, they can't travel after they have a procedure. Right, so they have to stay in Sacramento. So now people are kind of migrating back to where the Kaisers and the,
The question I've had, and hopefully I'm never going to have to really get to that level, but we've got common buds who have, going to St. Helena for knee surgery.
Oh, I'm going to be there someday.
Yeah, okay.
I limp like a dog.
Oh, I was thinking more begging, but that's okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
you look at that and you go, okay, St. Helena, you kidding me? There's nothing there.
That's the guy that was over in Red Bluff. Remember, right, you used to go to Red Bluff?
Right.
Red Bluff, you got to go to Red Bluff.
I'm wondering, why not?
Well, the reason is they've got to get over, he's got to get over to a more metropolitan area, which Red Bluff isn't, but you can pull from Sacramento, Redding,
right,
Oregon, and things
two.
Like that.
Yeah.
Problem is, you come up here to Eureka, we've got 136,000 people, you got 20,000 some odd in Del Norte, and 70 or 80 in Mendocino. We don't have a lot to draw from, but when you get closer to, Sacramento, Redding, Shasta County.
More bodies, certainly.
Yeah, and the thing is, their whole thing is, when you do those knee surgeries, I think they only take, it's pretty minimal, non-invasive, but it doesn't take long, and they do multiples. I mean, multiples,
right,
upon
so
multiples.
They got the efficiencies.
They need, and then the people, a lot of those people, then they can actually, some of them, they get to go home same day.
You can't
go home the same day if you have to travel 150 miles. It's just too uncomfortable. So they need to be around those hubs. We just don't have enough people to have the specialty stuff. And I don't know. We've got a couple good heart doctors, from what I understand. We've got some good specialists, but the outside, the replacement, those things, you're going to probably still have to, because we just don't have the numbers to provide that specialty. But
so are we in the spot as a marketplace, if we are a retirement area, And, you know, a lot of folks do say that. We are, certainly don't specialize in retirement around here. I mean, you look at the infrastructure, you look at what we're doing, you look at some of the areas of investment. We're not focusing on that. Yeah, so that would be an opportunity.
Some people just want to retire and go to somewhere where they can go for a walk for an hour in the woods. I mean, they want to go out there. They want to enjoy.
Or a walk at night.
They want to enjoy nature. They want to walk at New York. Exactly. Walk at night. Feel comfortable without a lot of traffic. We offer quite a bit. And some of the guys, man, I want to retire and I want to fish 3 days a week. Well, you can go out in the ocean. You can go out in the stream. You can go up to Fish Lake and do it in a day. We have a lot of that availability that, you know.
So we're just not attracting those people?
And it's not 107 degrees. No.
I've heard a housing shortage. I have a guy
that just worked on, moved into my street, single gentleman. He's just moved into my area. He came from Colorado, and he wanted to come over here and golf and enjoy. He loved it over here in Humboldt County. I know.
So how did he find us?
Online, bought his house online. And really? He liked the area, and from what I can understand, he's got involved with a church. He's got involved, from what I understand, and he seems to really enjoy the area.
I wonder if he's got like 100 buddies.
Brian, after you've been here a while, this place will grow on you.
Oh, understood. Some call it mold. Some of us don't quite go there.
I'll defend the hell out of Humboldt County.
I know you will too.
You don't.
But
knock
I'm,
it.
I'm frustrated but, with the lack just, of economic
just
growth.
Like you, just like you love your old house that you grew up in and everything else, you want to make sure the lawn's mowed and it progresses nicely, which means you need to update it.
That is viable.
We don't need a little updating through our whole system. I think we're getting there.
We'll talk about other opportunities when we come back. It's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. So Rex, the frustration and the pride that both of us have got. Okay. I tend to look at, let's jumpstart things now. You're looking at more of the positive stuff. That makes for a good conversation. But what are some of those things that are out there on the horizon that would satisfy both of us?
Well, one of the things that had me worried to death was the winding down of the decommissioning out there at the nuclear power plant. I don't think people realize that with building the new power plant, the brand new with the Wausau motors that came in and everything else, in conjunction with tearing down and doing the decommissioning, which I think they've done a great job on, how many people were, I mean, at one time, I think they were spending over $1 million a day out there. I mean, it was over $1 billion, and I'm just using rough numbers, not theirs, but I think it was to build the new plant and then decommission this would probably be over $1 billion. All happened right here in Humboldt County. They had three parking lots out there full every day. That's starting to wind down a little bit, and you're going, okay, a lot of those people were from outside the area because they were nuclear specialists, but a lot of local jobs have been out there for 8, 10, 12 years. It's a big project. Well, now we've got, and just tonight, mentioning it, we have a wind turbine project. It's not the Shell project. It's not the same place as the Shell project.
And that's the one that people got concerned about?
Because they didn't do a great job on telling all the people exactly what they were going to do, how they were going to transport things. And then they changed in the middle of the stream, and they wouldn't tell everybody. Well, this new company, Terragen, who is the and I haven't seen everything, so I'm not a Terragen supporter or non-supporter, but I think it's great that they're at least looking. They have come out and done quite a bit of wind studies. They've done their bird studies. They've made land agreements with two private landholders, and they're looking at doing wind turbines enough to feed 33,000 homes, which means some of the power will be sent out of the area on the trunk line that goes over to I-5 out towards Red Bluff. But they're also working with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority on their CCA, providing some of their renewable or, you know, green power to that.
So does that, you know, for regular guy or gal, okay, construction? Money in?
Approximately 300 construction jobs.
Okay. Maintenance of these
approximately
turkeys once
they figure up. 16 to 18 full-time jobs. Four or five will have to come out of the area because they'll be turbaned, but then they'll train some people, so there'll be 10 or 12 local people.
They'll be around, yeah.
More than living wage jobs.
Is there any benefit at the meter for the local folks?
The CCA, and I can't speak for the Energy Authority, their price to the Energy Authority will be quite a bit cheaper than they're paying for their green power now.
Which because means less on the monthly bill?
It should mean less on our monthly bill.
How about radio stations?
Unless they do other projects like they're, you know, right now with the money that they're doing on the CCA, they're doing the big wind or the big solar panel project up at the, they're partnering up with that.
At the airport?
And I know the Energy Authority is working with the offshore wind project also. I mean, by the time that gets permitted and everything else, it's a viable thing, but that's 8 or 10 years down the line. This is a 3-year project. They'll be up and running in 3 years with this project.
So
if everything goes right.
Now, the neighbors kind of scuttled the last one. Are they on board with this one?
Well, this is they've been working on this for about 8 months. Shell was a lot farther down the game before they had a public meeting. They're having a public meeting tonight at 5 o'clock in Fortuna. They've sent flyers out and they've done some outreach, and then they're having one tomorrow night at the Aquatic Center for the people on this end of town at 5 to 7, and they're going to answer all those questions that are being, you know, that are, people are going to say, what about birds? What about this? What about that? You know, what about view sheds? Because they're 400 and 500 feet tall. There's going to be some big. The other thing they're doing.
But that's out in the middle of the woods, too, isn't it?
It's way away from.
Yeah.
This is farther away. They don't have to. Most of the travel will take place on 101 from the port to 101 and then goes on private property, and all the transport will be. Looks like most of the transport will be on private property.
When we went back one of the trips to see Stefan in the Midwest, we got behind a couple trailers like this in Wyoming. Yeah. It's amazing how big these things really are.
It is.
It's way cool, though.
Come to the meeting.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.